This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Right out of my mouth. It is Free Talk Live. And you can join us here in the studio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And tonight, it's me, the captain.
And it's Ian.
And Ridley.
And we teased a little bit that we were going to take your calls. We've had a gentleman waiting patiently named Jake. Looks like he's in Ohio, perhaps. Jake, are you with us? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Jake. How you doing? What do you want to talk about?
I was at the Virginia NRA protest. I was
going to
talk
were?
About that. Yeah, it was really cool.
And, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it turned out pretty good, and, you know, I just don't like how the governor is taking away people's rights. You know, I'm a strong advocate for the Second Amendment, and my group that I'm currently a member supports the Second Amendment as well, too.
Well, that's awesome. Now, did you go armed or unarmed?
I went unarmed because I just didn't want to risk the international... I'm kind of unfamiliar of transporting your firearm across state lines because, you know, it's like a loophole. I just don't know yet.
Okay. Our screener here says that, are you calling from Ohio? Is that right?
Well, I am from there, but yeah.
Okay. So did you travel from Ohio down to Virginia just to go to this or?
Yeah.
Nice.
There's, in my group, the NSM88.org also supports that group, that event too for the Second Amendment.
And what is that?
The NSM88.org supports the Second Amendment.
And what is that group?
It's a national socialist organization.
So it's Nazis, is what you're saying?
No, I wouldn't really call it Nazis. I would say it's more of the right-wing, like, patriot.
That's kind of what the Nazis called themselves before everyone else started calling them Nazis.
Well, they're the German. They're
national
the German
socialists.
So what is it that your national socialist goals are?
Well, you know, anti-communism, support of the Constitution for all peoples, and racial segregation.
Just kind of at the end there, kind of added as a footnote, racial segregation.
Yeah, so you're, would you describe yourself as a white supremacist?
No, white supremacists would identify as, like, they feel superior of everyone that's not of their race.
Mm-hmm.
I would say more of a white separatist that prefers this thing to their own.
There is a difference between the two. It's a very important difference.
No, I'm being serious. I'm not being sarcastic. There actually is.
Okay. I mean, if all you want to do is separate yourself, then, you know, you're not hurting anybody.
Well,
if you're a supremacist, then you're hurting somebody.
Well,
probably.
I don't know. I mean, just because you're a supremacist doesn't mean you're hurting somebody. It just means you have, you know, kind of despicable views. But usually the reason why people want to be separated is likely because they are afraid of other people, or usually because they believe they're superior. So you don't believe you're superior to other races of people. You just want to be away from them. Why is that?
Well, I mean, it's natural instinct for people's races to be with their own.
Is it, though? And, because we see plenty of race mixing out there, and that seems pretty natural, too. So how do you know what's natural?
I don't know if that's really natural because it's been pushed in schools for people to think that way.
You think it's schools that make somebody attracted to another human being?
No, I just think that the hip-hop culture has been promoted so much that, you know, they think
hip-hop
it's cool.
Culture. Yeah. So it's because of rap music is why a white woman might be attracted to a black man, or a black woman might be attracted to a white man, or an Asian person might be attracted to a black person?
Well, I don't know how you so just changed the subject, or we were talking about...
Well, no, you were the one who called in to promote your separatist movement.
No, well, yeah, but...
So I'm going to ask you questions about it. Look, I got to say, I appreciate you not dropping the you know, the F-bomb on the air so we can actually ask you questions.
Yeah, we've had talks before, so I know better not to cuss on your guys' show.
Okay, well, that's good. Because, you know, I've got questions. I want to know. So on one hand, you said you thought it was natural, but then in the next moment, you said it was hip-hop culture that did this.
It's natural for your own race. Let's pretend that we're black. We're more inclined to prefer to stick to a black woman. So I'm assuming you're white. I'm white. My first preference of dating would be a white woman, and I would never be with anyone that's not white. It's just
okay. So what about Asians? You would completely say no to Asians?
That's a whole different race.
Mm-hmm. So they kind of look white, though. So it doesn't have to do with the color of their skin. It has more to do with what? You don't like the slanty eyes, or what is it about Asians that you're against?
They're not of the white race. So I just don't want to date them.
What does it mean to be of the white race? Does somebody have to be 100% European?
It is a European descent. It's like hazel eyes, green eyes, like sky blue eyes, blonde hair, light brown hair. I mean, there is Italians with black hair, but that doesn't mean that you're not white.
So are you able to tell somebody is white simply by looking at them, or do you need to have a DNA test done?
Well, I mean, I disbelieve of the DNA test, because if we had one guy that had multiple from different companies, and a lot of them, of every single DNA test that was done, they weren't the same. Everything was random. So I don't really consider it as a reliable source to check where your heritage comes from.
Random, but, huh? Okay, well, that wasn't my experience with DNA tests.
I wanted to ask Jake. So I've found myself attracted to many different races as far as the opposite sex is concerned. I really find myself attracted to somebody with a tanner skin, and the jet black hair just really does it for me. Also, I've dated a couple of Asian girls, but in addition, I've also dated some white women. So how does, you know, the natural, as you say, you know, white folks are attracted or want to be with that. How do you explain my attraction to these other races of women?
Well, like I said, too, it's mainly that you're more inclined to prefer to date your own race. But if you grew up not thinking that it's all right, then most likely you're probably going to date outside your race. And a lot of people that grew up that way, they don't think that.
Okay, well, I grew up in an incredibly racist household, probably one where any other race except the white race was frowned upon. While I was growing up, none of that occurred, right? In high school, I wasn't, dating, any other race. There was no other race in the small town that I grew up in.
You were in Wisconsin.
Correct. Small town. Okay. So that wasn't available. But I went and I spread my wings in the world, and I traveled a little bit, and I, got to see other cultures and expose myself to other places. And so, again, if what you're saying is true, how do you explain my experience?
Well, I mean, I also, explored and talked to many other different races. That's perfectly fine. It's just when I say I prefer to stick with my own race, as in marriage-wise or family-wise, then that's perfectly fine.
It's your choice. It's your body. Yeah. It's your life. It's your choice. What is this going to mean for you, though? I mean, obviously not everybody's going to be interested in National Socialism, which is what your movement is. You've already brought that up earlier.
Yeah.
What's that?
NSM88.org. Yep.
You've plugged that a few times now. Okay. So, you know, that's not going to be too attractive to a lot of people. So what is your plan exactly? How are you going to bring about the society that you want? Are you going to get some, white people together? Are you going to move to a particular plot of land together and put up big fences to keep, brown people out? What are you going to do?
Well, that's a question our commander would answer a more professional way.
You have a commander, of course.
Yeah,
commies.
We have a president.
Straight out of Handmaiden's Tale.
That commands the whole party, yeah.
Well, I think it's been an interesting call.
Yeah, it actually has.
It's been an interesting. I gotta hand it to you. You've answered our questions. Unlike most of your compatriots who are just jokers and ridiculous.
I don't know who they are. They're probably not affiliated with what I am.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Jake.
Keep us updated on your white culture movement thing or whatever it is you're planning to do.
855-453. You can take.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Kidding. Well, sort of. Well, all right. Human beings are barely just not apes. This is true. I am Captain Kickass, and this is Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's me,
Andy, and
And Ridley.
And you can call in and talk about whatever you would like to talk about.
You know, I want to say those Nazis need to get a better web designer. My God, this is a god-awful, just terrible 1997 style website. It's even got the flashing like logos, not logos, but like the gifs, the animated gifs.
The arrows or whatever.
Awful, yeah, the arrows that are like bouncing. It says new. It just looks terrible.
One thing though to keep in mind whenever you're talking to these kinds of people. When was the last time you were ever hurt by someone like that, right? You were hurt yesterday by the government. They taxed you. But when was the last time you were hurt by a National Socialist? It's never happened to me. It would.
When was the last time you saw one in real life?
If I were black, maybe it would have happened to me. And it's a different experience for black people. But still.
But when's the last time you saw one in real life? I mean, these people are so inconsequential, they barely even exist.
That's part of the reason why they do so
little harm.
They
can't even find a webmaster worth half as much. Yeah.
I did get into a fight with some skinheads in a mall once.
Really?
1989. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you the same? Did you have no hair?
No, I had hair at the time. Yeah,
that was why. Oh, you're not allowed to.
I didn't shave my head until, of course, the hair started leaving me. So I was just like, well, I'm just gonna finish it off, right?
It takes no courage. Nick takes no courage to be against National Socialists. What counts is the courage that you show against the big powers, the ones that you're not allowed to criticize.
It is interesting, talking about the way a person looks. Sort of the prejudgments that people make on you when you do shave your head, regardless mm-hmm. of, you know, your race or whatever, but particularly as a white guy, you know, and then, you know, growing the giant goatee, right? We've had callers, you know, go, oh, Harley guy, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, I don't own a Harley. I've ridden a motorcycle a few times in my life, but, you know, I don't own one, and I'm probably not going to own another one. You know, I don't see it in my future. I would entertain maybe a trike. Something like that, you know. I think I'd look badass on a trike, right? But, yeah. Anyway, we do have some callers on hold. Looks like we've got Justin in Salt Lake, Utah, watching us on YouTube. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you know that today is Martin Luther Coon Jr. Day, and on this day...
That's very rude. Did this guy call in... And Justin is gone.
Yeah, the board op hit the dump button for some reason. I don't know if he said something that...
He was certainly spouting racist things, so we will...
Rude.
Yeah, I mean,
if you don't have anything, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, it is Free Talk Live, but if all you've got is to call in and call somebody a name, an insulting name, you don't have anything to talk about. You don't have anything intelligent to say. So we're interested in having a conversation here. The idea isn't to just let somebody call in and shout racial epithets. That's not conversation. That's not interesting. You can't have a conversation with somebody like that.
Yeah, I have a pretty low tolerance of it. I didn't hear that guy say anything like radio offensive, but you know.
I guess that must be why we're getting so many calls. It's because it's Dr. King's.
I don't know about that. These people have been calling on and off, mostly on over the last several weeks on Free Talk Live. It's just they don't have anything else to do. And Free Talk Live is open phones, so we will let anybody call in who can, you know, dial a phone number.
Well, that being said, we have another caller, Patrick. Who is listening on DLive, apparently. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, boys. How are you?
Hi, Patrick.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Indeed.
It can only get better from that last one, so go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for that fellow that identified as a white nationalist. That's a bad look, fella.
He said he was a separatist, right? Or did he say nationalist?
Well, yeah, I mean,
National Socialist.
I probably agree with him a lot, but I disagree with the way that he presented himself. It's stupid and wrong. Anyway, I don't want to talk about any of that. I just want to talk about tech censorship. Have you guys looked into that at all?
Tech censorship? You mean like what happened with Dave Ridley where his video was taken down off YouTube?
Yeah, I mean, like what's going on with Twitter? I mean, I don't know. Hey, all I'm saying is that it seems to me that there's a bias that's happening because the tech the big tech companies are running in these, what are we going to call, you guys tell me what you guys think about San Francisco.
San Francisco?
I'll just be quiet.
What do you think San Francisco has to do with this?
High taxes. The taxes are too high.
Well, wait, is it just because a lot of the tech companies are based in San Francisco?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Okay. I mean, San Francisco is an expensive place to live. It's California. The rent there is ridiculous. The government regulations and oppression is also pretty excessive in that particular place. I don't know if that has anything to do with the people, you know, the companies and the behavior of those companies there. I'm not sure if there's a connection.
Yeah, I think, and, you know, you tell me if this plays to your point, Patrick, but I think that, you know, in modern times, these technology companies, particularly the media companies, have replaced publishers. So it used to be that, you know, if you were a publisher, at least according to the law, you would have, you know, some sort of secure rights and, you know, to get your thing published when, you know, somebody else, wouldn't otherwise publish it. But with these tech companies and media, they are private entities. They're not publicly owned in any way, shape, or form. There's very few laws.
But a publisher, these tech companies enjoy a legal situation where they're not responsible for the postings on their websites. And I think that's okay.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that's fine.
But I don't think they should, if they enjoy that protection, I do not think they should be allowed to censor.
I disagree. As someone who was just censored, I think Google had the right to censor me. I just think it was a bad decision, and they don't think they should be making that decision with so many people.
Essentially, they function as a public. It's not like it's the public street, right? Where we have where we all pay for. I don't know.
But that's what some people want, right?
Yeah, I know. It's so hard to describe.
Some people want. They want to see these platforms like YouTube or Facebook or whatever become some kind of government-regulated free speech platform, because it's basically people who are understandably upset that they've been wiped off of the platform. They're like, well, I want to have my say, and I should be able to have it. Well, go start your own platform. It's not that hard to go out
Can I stop? Can I stop you there?
Before you do that, it's not that hard to go out and, you know, spin up a WordPress blog and be able to put whatever content you want there. If you want, we can hang on to Patrick, because it's an interesting discussion.
I don't mean to be rude.
No. Okay. Just put it on hold. We'll come back here.
Hold on the line, Patrick.
In moments.
855-450-FREE. Call in and talk about whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556, or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump gears up for the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, as his team of A-list lawyers prepare his defense for the Senate impeachment trial in Washington set to get underway Tuesday. Before leaving, the president tweeting, "Crying Chuck Schumer is now asking for fairness when he and the Democratic House members work together to make sure I got zero fairness in the House." So, what else is new? In USA News for Your Health, international airports in our country and airports around the world on alert as a deadly virus spreads from Wuhan, China. Thermal imaging scanners being used to check people coming from that area to see the temperature of their skin, as fever is a sign they could be sick. People in China being warned to avoid contact with live animals and to not eat raw or undercooked meats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control of the airwaves. 855-453, like freedom. 855-450-3733. And was there something you wanted to tell us about, Ian?
Yes, indeed. LibertyCon is coming up April 3rd through the 5th, and that is going to be a unique convention happening in D.C. with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations present. You want to advance your career, your business, or internship opportunities? This is going to be a great place to do that networking that will help you get to the next level. John Mackey is going to be speaking there. You may know him as the Whole Foods CEO and co-founder. He'll be speaking on conscious capitalism. Plus, you'll hear from Vernon Smith, a Nobel Prize winner in economics, Miriam Issa, a pop culture expert with over 300 million YouTube views, Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who is the author of The Black Swan, and others. Go to LibertyCon.com to learn more about the event and get registered using code FTL to save $10 on your registration, which is already shockingly affordable. It's under $100 to attend this three-day-long convention. It's April 3rd through the 5th. You knock $10 off by using code FTL. Student travel scholarships are available, so if you're a young person, you're a student, you want to come to this thing, they'll help you get there.
I love that.
Which is awesome. Discounted rooms also available at the Marriott Marquis. LibertyCon.com. Go get registered now, and we'll see you there, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event as we continue.
And we were talking to a caller, Patrick, who is listening on DLive, and we wanted to bring him back, and finish our conversation. Patrick.
Yeah, I'm back. How's it going, boys?
We were talking about publishing freedom, and you were frustrated, Patrick, and a lot of people are frustrated. We were talking with Dave Ridley here in our studio earlier about how he's had his videos taken down. I've had a couple of videos targeted on the Free Keen YouTube channel by YouTube for various reasons over the years.
It is
frustrating. But just because they are a platform doesn't mean that they have any obligation to provide you with services.
Sure. Right. Yeah. I mean, okay. Where is that going to lead us to?
Hopefully, competition.
How do you see that playing out into the future, boys?
I think, Dave, you just touched on it. Competition. Meaning that if people are frustrated enough with YouTube, and I think a lot more people today are frustrated with them than have been previously.
You guys should be more frustrated with YouTube than anybody.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that. I can do that. I can be more frustrated with YouTube. I'm working on it. I'm doing everything I can.
Well, and you're also doing a lot to find alternatives, Dave. You mentioned earlier that the Ridley Report, that's your channel, is on Metacafe, right? Mm-hmm. It's on where else are you?
Library.
BitChute.
Yeah, BitChute and Facebook. And
are you on Library?
On Library. That's not, that's another one. That's not where the populace is. Not yet.
Not yet, but again,
Metacafe is different. Metacafe does have a lot of hits. There's a lot of people watching Metacafe. Videos take a long time to generate hits on Metacafe, but it's a long, slow burn.
I know this isn't a popular opinion with you guys, but I just have to say it. The public square has changed, and the public square is now in private hands. Maybe it always has been, but allowing these platforms to censor what is being said on them is not a good thing.
You don't have any other choice. The only other choice would be to have the government.
You know, you make my point for me. We have no other choice.
What I'm saying is you don't have any other choice than to have private radio. Let me answer what you said here. You don't have any other choice besides private options on the internet. It's always been that way online. Somebody owns the server that you're on, and that somebody gets to set the rules for you. So YouTube has become so popular that they are inordinately large, and they have a large influence, and whatever decision they make has, you know, there's waves that, you know, that go out from that decision that affect people's lives. But that doesn't mean that it's necessarily worse than the public square. You bring up the public square, and look, as libertarians, I think all want to get rid of public property. We don't want to have the government controlling anything, and that does mean that private places get to set certain rules. When you're at the movie theater, you're not allowed to yell in the movie theater. That's a private rule.
I have an idea for a solution.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Andreas Antonopoulos from the Bitcoin community is always saying if you're going to have an organization, you should have one. If it's information related or crypto or currency related, have it let all information through or all currency through. Have it be like the phone company that lets all calls through. The phone company doesn't stop people from making calls because they might be a racist or something like that. And that's what we need. Yes. That's what we need on the internet. We need an internet service that's like YouTube that lets everything through.
Every single thing, like a
phone company.
Are we just talking about video or are we just talking generally here?
Well, video would be probably the most important, but other venues would be important,
because
too.
Because we have right? Like you use Library, LBRY.com. That allows
absolutely everything through.
Anything can go up on Library.
May I say something here?
Yes, sir.
I totally agree. I understand that there needs to be like, we can't have YouTube where it's porn and gore and all this. But political speech should be free.
The way to punish the porn and gore people if they're doing something wrong, you know, like child porn people, is to get them, not to go after the video, but to get the person that's doing it and do it without taxpayer expense.
I just believe that YouTube should be allowed. I don't know. I understand, I don't own it. I get it. I totally do. But we
right, because if you want the only solution to. Yeah, the only solution to YouTube not doing what you want it. Sorry, the only solution that you could have besides competition would be to force YouTube to do something against their will through government mandate. Is that what you're advocating?
But YouTube has, and I know you guys don't like this, but they have a monopoly.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
No, no
they might be. I think it would be considered a monopoly under U.S. law, for what that's worth.
They might be the biggest fish in the ocean, but they're not the only video provider.
They're the only fish in the ocean.
No, that's not true.
Come on, let's be realistic.
Thank you for the call, man. I appreciate it. But that's just not true. I mean, Dave just gave us five other alternatives that you can use. Just because they don't have the same market share doesn't mean they're not, just because YouTube has the largest market share doesn't mean they're a monopoly. It's just, you got to understand what a monopoly is. A monopoly is the only choice, meaning there is nowhere else that you can put a video on the internet. And that is not true. Yeah. Not only can you put it on...
I like Canada Dry Ginger Ale.
Yeah. Right. Not only can you put your video on these other video sharing platforms like Dave is talking about, whether they be centralized or decentralized, which are they both exist, but you can also host your own video on your own server.
That's a fact.
Our co-host on Friday nights, Chris Wade, he's the guy behind Freedom Decrypted, which is the liberty-oriented tech show that's on weekends. He runs ThinkPenguin.com. He is into tech independence. That's what he does. And so when he's broadcasting his show on, it's a video feed, 1080p, high resolution, you know, good video quality. That's all coming from his server. He's not using Twitch.
Right.
He's not using DLive or any of these other YouTube streaming platforms. He's exclusively doing his own sort of roll your own streaming option. So that's out there too.
Right. But back to your point about the monopoly, like just because, you know, there's somebody out there that's the big fish doesn't mean that they're a monopoly.
That's right. And, you know, for all the caterwauling about YouTube, if you're not willing to compete, then you can either keep complaining or advocate for the government to force YouTube to do something. I'm hoping that's not what he wanted to hear happen. He wasn't really clear about that, because if you then have the government come in there and say, well, everyone has to be allowed here with the exception of the things the government doesn't want, of course, because there will be certain exceptions to that, then you're entering into a real scary territory where the government then is regulating internet content in a way that it never has before.
Well, and then you do have a monopoly because the government owns it and treats it as a public entity, and
that's
then you
right.
have what would occur with Ma Bell back before the breakups.
Yeah, very scary.
What do you think about tech? What was the phrase he used? Censorship. Tech censorship. Give us a call. Let us know your thoughts. More calls coming up. Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Oh yeah, it's Free Talk Live. The show that lets you take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's myself, Captain Kickass.
And I'm Ian.
And Ridley.
And we are here to talk about many things.
And we're going to in a moment, but first I want you to know about Edge Wallet, because it is a great cryptocurrency wallet. I used mine tonight, actually, to pay for my breakfast at the local watering hole down here in Keene that accepts cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and several others. Through the Edge Wallet, you can spend a bunch of different cryptos, or save them, or trade them. Or just hang on to them. It is up to you how you use it, but it's your money. You're in charge of your crypto. Edge Wallet does not have access to your cryptocurrency. They're a veteran team. They've been building wallets for cryptocurrency since 2014. You can secure your freedom with the Edge Wallet, and you can download it for iOS or Android devices through your Google or Apple App Store, or go to edge.app, which is their website, where you can learn more about the Edge Wallet and the technology behind it. That's E-D-G-E, edge.app. For Edge Wallet.
It's a pretty good wallet. I also wanted to let folks know, I don't know if I've mentioned it tonight, but you can sound like you're sitting in the studio with us by using the Discord line at discord.lrn.fm. And we just so happen to have a caller. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, is with us calling in on the amp-only line. Gene?
Actually, I am in the studio. I'm here sitting right next to Ian.
Oh, my God. Ian. Well, that's weird. How'd you get here?
Oh, just use one of them transporter beams like Star Trek.
Very nice.
Hey, I wanted to talk about fake news tonight. And one of the things that there's so many examples of fake news, you just kind of, you know, lose track, because pretty much everything that you see in the news, I would say 90% of it is a lie. 10% is probably true. So that the problem is sorting it out, figuring out which 10% is the truth. But there's a big push going around in the last couple years about personal drones. You know, they don't want you to have a personal drone, and everybody's scared of these drones. And now they've had this fake news going around about these drones flying all over Colorado and running grids in, at nighttime and doing all kinds of stuff. Hmm. I guarantee you it's fake news, just like the one at the airport. Which airport was that? I think it was London, wasn't it? Or was it Washington, D.C.?
I have not heard about these fake news stories that you're talking about.
I think I have, actually. I saw some news blips, perhaps something on a television broadcast where I think it was Colorado, but there was this group of drones that were spotted at random times over the same area, and then they would just fly off and disappear. Nobody knew who they belonged to. And the big push of this story was that they were going to push for some sort of, you know, federal regulation to they want everybody to be able to identify your drones at some point.
Well, the federal regulations have been already introduced. They've been in the works for a couple of years now, and they want everybody's drone to basically have some kind of a active connection that identifies who they are and where they are. And that with millions of drones, can you imagine the ridiculousness of this requirement? Basically, they're just trying to kill the personal drone business. Now I'm a private pilot, and I also play with a drone once in a while. So I have pilot friends who are scared of these drones. They think, oh my God, we're gonna crash our airplanes into these drones, and we're all gonna die.
That could be bad. First of all, a drone flying into your engine.
Well, first of all, a drone is typically quite small and very lightweight, and they're not going to cause a lot of damage. Yes, if you suck one into a jet engine, it might do some damage to the engine, but probably not. It'll probably just get sucked in one side and blown out the backside.
Really?
The airplanes run into birds all the time. These drones are typically smaller than a bird and lighter than a bird, than a good-sized bird.
That's a great point. I mean, there's bones in those birds, right? Are the bones stronger than the plastic or metal or whatever that makes up these drones?
Yeah,
there's very little metal in a drone. There's four little tiny motors that have little tiny magnets in them. Yes, they can put a dent in the wing. They could break the windshield of a small plane like I fly, you know, not the big jets. The big jets have very thick windshields. But the point is, I haven't hit a bird my entire, life, 600 hours of flying or 700 hours of flying. I've never hit a bird. Now, I know some guys who have hit birds. Typically, it doesn't do much but put a dent in the wing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the point I'm getting at is they're using all this as a fear tactic.
Sure.
The one a year ago was at an airport, and they said that they shut the airport down for like 2 days because of the drone. And then a couple months later, the officials released a statement saying, we actually don't have any evidence that there ever was a drone. They shut the airplane down, for two days.
Why be scared of drones when you can be scared of the government being scared? That's what I'm scared of, is a scared government.
Well, I'm guessing
they're always trying to stop people from innovating, stop people from saving lives, stop people from doing things.
Well, governments like drones when they are running
Right, I'm guessing they just don't want competition for the airspace. And correct me if I'm wrong, Gene, I'm not a pilot, but the way I understand at least the United States governing, quote, airspace, unquote, is that there's a certain level of altitude in which you're supposed to be able to fly things like kites, drones, et cetera, and so on. And it's not until you get to, you know, a certain altitude where then, like, okay, you know, planes and jets and all that kind of stuff outside of taking off from the airports. Is that a correct understanding?
Well, they do have restrictions on altitude and things, but generally it's only overpopulated areas. I mean, if I'm out flying over a farmer's field, technically I can fly 10 feet over the field.
Oh,
but okay. You're supposed to maintain 500 feet separation from buildings and populated areas and things of that nature. But I mean, I have a seaplane and I can go land on the lake. You know, I can fly right down to the surface of the lake and land on the lake.
And I know that, you know, military drones obviously can, you know, reach some fantastic altitudes. Are there private drones that are just as capable as military drones that you're aware of?
No. All of these drones are typically, if you can get more than 25 minutes of flying time. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. You've got a really super good drone. Most of them, 15, 20 minutes is all you can get. And the speeds are 20 to 25 miles per hour. You can't get very far or right. very high with these electric drones. They just don't have the power. You've got to have gasoline.
So they're like the equivalent of like a remote controlled car, an RC car, basically in the sky, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you can't do much with these drones. They're really
and the range
very,
is limited
very
too,
limited.
Right? Like you're limited by the transmission range as far as the device that's transmitting to the drone.
Yes.
So once they get out of range, they return.
Now, some people have modified their drones with a cellular card so that they can control the thing through the cell phone network, and they can literally fly them 20 miles, you know, without losing control.
That's unusual for a drone.
You have to have a specially modified drone for that. But the technology exists, and people can do it. It's technically illegal to do that because the current regulations say that you can't fly a drone outside of your line of sight.
Hmm.
So technically, it's illegal to do it.
Permission, right? Because I know, like, filmmakers and things are using drones more and more for those great sky shots of, you know, certain areas that are, you know, pleasing to the eye geographically.
Well, they technically also need to have a spotter. So even if you've got the first-person goggle on, you're supposed to have another person next to you being a spotter. So he's looking for, you know, low-flying helicopters and things of that nature. So, I mean, there are common-sense rules that they don't have to be a law, in my opinion. It just has to be something that if you're going to take the responsibility of flying a drone, you should follow these rules, or you or somebody else might get hurt. But, I mean, all of this nonsense about trying to put all these new laws into place are just, you know, more restrictions that's going to kill a blooming industry.
And they want to make sure that people can't rise up using drones.
Well, yeah, there's not much you can do with a drone but surveillance, which is a useful tool, but they're not quite big enough to carry weapons and stuff yet. Some of them
I've seen video of a drone with a gun mounted to it, and it seemed pretty cool.
Well, I've seen a video of a drone pulling a guy on a ski and actually picking him straight up in the air. But it was a specially made drone, and the darn thing weighs about 60 pounds. You know, it's not a lightweight drone. This is a big drone.
Thanks for the call tonight,
Gene. Yeah, thanks, Gene. I've learned more about drones and flying drones tonight than I have in the past.
Thanks for droning on.
All right, have a good night, Gene.
That's good.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for us here at Free Talk Live. We'll see you next time, freetalklive.com.
Do you ever feel like you're in jail, a virtual jail, because of your job or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.